In preparation for today's sermon, I could not help but think of my current situation. As many of you may or may not know, my spouse Mary and I welcomed a new addition to our family not too long ago. It has been hard, to say the least, for Mary and me to sleep at night with our new family addition. We often find ourselves tired during the day and barely functional. We are not unique to this predicament because so many people today are so busy and tired with work and family obligations that it has become a societal norm. Studies show that 1/3 of adult Americans are sleep deprived. Our lives are busier and more stressful than ever before, even at the height or the age of electronics. As I was reading today's text and wondering if I would get any sleep, I find myself reading the words of Jesus telling us to keep awake or to stay alert. How are we meant to stay awake when we are the most self-sleep-deprived people on earth? What must a sleep-deprived disciple do in this busy world to stay alert? After all, we live in a world with endless access to social media, news, entertainment, and so on. And now, with Cyber Monday and Christmas around the corner, things get even more stressful and worry for some. I wonder how we, as followers of Jesus, are to stay awake. Jesus was not telling us not to sleep, literally. He knows we need to sleep. However, our gospel passage reminds us that Jesus is coming again, and therefore we need to be alert. We need to be awake, and we need to be vigilant. Sisters and brothers, Advent is a season of preparation and anticipation, and we hear the message from Jesus to stay awake. This morning, as we begin this season of Advent, we need to stay awake to God's presence. During Christmas, we are reminded that the Father sent his son Jesus as a baby to this earth in order to be with us. To stay awake in the presence of God, to me, means we have to avoid the distractions of this world. It is hard to avoid the distractions of this world, especially in the holiday season. But we must. We must triumph over our social and work calendars, which is what sets us Christians apart from everyone else. We should not confuse the significant with the urgent. We must not replace the spiritual preparation for Christ with the physical preparation for Christmas. We must not get these two things confused with one another, for they are interchangeable. We should not confuse the supernatural with the superficial. I believe it is more important to prepare our hearts rather than our homes. I am not suggesting that we should not make our homes look nice during Christmas, but let us make sure that our hearts are first spiritually prepared, and then we can prepare our homes. We must always stay focused and have our eyes fixed on Jesus. Friends, God in the person of Jesus Christ, who came into the world over 2,000 years ago, still wishes to come into our lives today. More often, our attitudes look like the innkeepers around Jesus' time than we want to admit. The innkeepers were telling Mary and Joseph, "There is no room. Go elsewhere." I hope we are not saying to Jesus, there's no room for him, for you in my life or in my heart, because our calendars are too full and our minds are packed and distracted. We have to actively and consistently be looking for Christ in our midst. As we enter the season of Advent, we should not push Jesus away. We should wake up to his continued presence. He is present with us this morning. If we want to be aware of God's presence all around us, we have to be in the moment. We need to be aware of what is going on around us, not on the screen of the telephone. As disciples, we need to stay awake to the lesson that God wants us to learn. But unless we are mindful of God's presence around us, we cannot be aware of what God wants to teach us in this Advent season. In the midst of our hustle and bustle, how often have we missed a lesson from God? Way too often, our minds are full and we are busy. Sometimes, we are so busy telling God what to do that we miss what God is trying to get across to us. What an awesome opportunity we have in this season of Advent to slow down and be alert just enough so that we can be aware of the lessons that we need to be taught. We are all works in progress, and God is working in our lives until that day when we see him face to face. Beloved, the overall goal that God has for each one of us is to make us like Christ. But in order for this to take place, we must learn some lessons. I believe that God brought us here today so that we can hear the message to be alert and awake and to keep our focus on the presence of God. Could it be that the lesson we need to learn is to be a little bit more loving towards those around us? Maybe there is someone in our lives that we need to forgive. Perhaps we need to be more patient in a season where many people are not patient, more compassionate to those around us, more tolerant and understanding of people who might be different from us and who have different life experiences. Maybe we have some self-destructive habits that we need to unlearn. We need to worry less and trust God more. Sisters and brothers in Christ, once again, we have in front of us another liturgical year, another Advent, another time to be awake and not be passive and indifferent about what is going on in the world in our community. It is another opportunity to be on guard and alert. I pray that the Holy Spirit open our eyes and minds so that we can be aware of God's presence in our midst. I also pray that we let go of all the distractions that may come our way and stay alert. Focus our eyes on Jesus so that when the unexpected hour arrives, we may be prepared and ready to meet our Lord face to face. Amen.